Perfect. This is WTBC News with Leah Moses and Sarah Abraham reporting today's news. Good evening. I'm Leah Moses. Today's top stories: the tax census, local in-room rates, travel tips, and local weather.
Hello, I'm Sarah Abraham. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city.
This just in, there's a press conference at the palace.
Good evening. I'm the press secretary, Ruth Lazarus. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. He demanded of them where Christ should be born to the chief priest and scribe of the people, saying unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet."
"I am King Herod, and I privily called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Then I sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.'"
Peter and Andrew, Galilee charter boat fishing trips. Family-owned business for over 2,000 years. That's a lot of fishing tales. Come cast your net with Peter and Andrew for more fish than you can haul into the boat. Delilah's Barbershop, open 8 to 5, 7 days a week. Walk-ins welcome. Now offering a new deluxe option, we will lull you to sleep before your haircut. Delilah's. Nebuchadnezzar's Fiery Furnace Brick Oven Pizza. Scratch-made dough and fresh ingredients. Dine in on Fridays to hear the live orchestra. This week's special, buy 3 kosher pizzas and get a 4th absolutely free.
And that was the report from the capital city. Let's check in with Zebedee Damascus on local traffic report.
Traffic is moving slow. Lots of camels and people are not happy to go to the city for the census. Be careful if you're trying to go to the inn. The roads are backed up with people trying to check in. Back to you, Leah.
Thanks, Zebedee. And now for our local weather. Lydia, how is our weather this evening?
There is a massive amount of dust being brought in from a sandstorm. Bringing these, visibility will be difficult. Camel traffic in the area is being advised to proceed with caution over the next 12 hours. Rebecca, how is the weather affecting the sporting events in the area?
Lydia, the scribes and the Pharisees on day 18 of the Bible trivia and are still deadlocked in the time.
A dust from the sandstorm is making the camel shoes tournament very challenging. Visibility, 5-3 at best. The Warriors team is losing by 2 to the Saints. I'm at 3 to the Saints team. It will be interesting to see if the light from the bright star tonight will help or hinder the teams. Back to you, Leah.
Thank you, Lydia and Rebecca, for bringing us up to date on weather and sports. Just then, we are getting news of an angel sighting outside of Bethlehem. Let's go live to Martha Corin.
Good evening, viewers. You are live outside the city of Bethlehem, bringing you breaking news of an angel sighting. I am here with Shepherd Josiah's wife, Miss Josiah. Your host, Mork, is in this area, correct?
Yes, he's a shepherd. He keeps watch over his flocks by night. Can you tell us about this angel sighting?
Yes, I was bringing fish and bread to my husband for dinner, and an angel of the Lord came up upon us, and the glory of the Lord shone round about us, and we were sore afraid.
What did the angel say?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, which is Christ our Lord.
And by the city of David, he meant
Bethlehem. It was always known as David's town. Then the angel said, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
A manger? You mean a feeding bed for animals? Did you think that odd, the Savior of the world lying in a feeding bin?
It was odd. A Savior of the world lying in a feeding bin? Anyway, we were just all overwhelmed by the whole thing and didn't really analyze it at the time. I mean, we were sore afraid with the appearance of the angel. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host.
There was more than one? Did they say anything else?
They were praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Interesting. We will remain on the scene to continue to find out more details live with WTBC. This is Martha Coordinates. Back to you.
I'm sure that was quite a sight. For those of you just joining us, we have been reporting live from a shepherd's field outside of Bethlehem, where we heard about an angelic announcement. We will bring you more information as it becomes available.
Before we go to our next report, we are honored to have with us a bell choir from a local congregation. They will be performing a few songs for us.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Those kids must have been practicing for a long time. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Noah's Floating Petting Zoo. Line up the kids two by two and bring them down to Noah's Floating Petting Zoo. Wild animals, big and small, fine feathered birds and leaping lizards, two of every kind. Admission free on rainy days. Adam's Rib Shack. Slow smoked country barbecue ribs. Each batch is made with our secret recipe dry rub spice mix we call Dust. Then it's slow smoked for 6 days and rested for 1 day and served right to your table alongside a fresh garden salad. Adam's Rib Shack, where our ribs are your ribs. Jonah's Whale Tours. Do you want to escape your responsibilities? Join us for a 3-day, 3-night tour of the beautiful Mediterranean Sea. Weather permitting, you will see some new and exciting views. See a whale like you never have before. This is 3 days and 3 nights you will never forget. Trip to Nineveh not included.
Let's go live to the Valley Inn. Aaron Sampson is on the scene.
I'm Aaron Sampson, and I'm at the Valley Inn with Tabitha. She is the innkeeper's wife. Tabitha, can you tell me what has been going on here tonight that is so unusual?
So, a man named Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
Do you know why they were traveling here?
Because he was the house and lineage of David to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
She was great with child?
So it was, while they were here, the days that were accomplished that she should be delivered.
So she had the baby right here?
Yes. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him at the inn.
Excuse me. Were you the shepherd's wife that was in the field keeping watch over the flocks by night?
Yes, we came to see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us.
Very interesting. Back to you in the studio.
A royal speech? Shepherds? Angels? A baby in a stable? This sounds like a night we will never forget.
Wait, we have an update from the shepherd's field. Martha said the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
They made known abroad the saying which is told them concerning the child. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
We will be sure to keep you up to date as we learn more about the events of this evening. It's been a long time since this much has happened in Bethlehem.
We have time for one more story. Since there are so many people in town for the Senate, a local choir group will be having a free concert tomorrow. They're here with us now to showcase a number of songs.
That is it for our evening news. We will continue to keep you up to date with the latest events as they unfold.
That was great. Wasn't that good? Man, let's have all of our cameramen and camera ladies stand. Let's give them a hand. They did a good job. Yes. That's great. And all of you that played the bells and sang, y'all sounded like angels. I'm telling you right now, let's give them all a hand. And all of you that had speaking parts back there, man, y'all did a great job. Let's give them a hand. And the voice of the sponsors, let's give her a hand. And what about these two news anchors? Man. If y'all are looking for a job, that might be a place y'all want to look for, all right, down the road. But, man, that was a blessing. I'm telling you what. Now, let me say to all of you young people, I want you to know, y'all being here and being a part of this and working on Wednesdays and being faithful to church is such a blessing. And I want to talk to you just a second. Y'all done a great job. You're going to go over there and open up packages and have a good party, but I just want to say, I am older now, but I remember days like this when I was your age, even now. I remember Christmas plays. And you might not think anything about it, and I want to encourage your parents and the families here. Even when you get older, you will come back to this day, and you'll remember special things about it. That's what's wonderful about Christmas and Jesus Christ. And we are so honored that y'all are here. Y'all did a great job. Now, we got to have an encore? What's that called? An encore? What song do y'all want to sing again? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right. Merry Christmas, and I want to hear Go Tell on the Mountain, and I want to hear y'all sing it so loud you bust the lights. All right. Here we go. Let's do, yeah.